This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Future Farm Botanicals Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex, a natural solution to chronic pain. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today's subject is CBD. You know, there's just so much of a buzz around CBD. I guess that's an inadvertent pun, but lots and lots of people are using CBD. The brands are proliferating like mushrooms, and today we're going to talk to an expert. He is an educator, and he's director of education at CV Sciences, which is one of the country's largest and most reliable purveyors of cannabinoid products. And he's going to talk about the rapidly unfolding scientific research on CBD. His background is in biochemistry and molecular biology. Specifically looking at psychopharmaceuticals at Boston University. How appropriate. He's written two books on cannabis. And we can also share with you some references on how to get a hold of those books. Without further ado, welcome, Lex. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Hoffman. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, how did you get interested in this field? It's actually kind of interesting because your career is a little bit like the career of Andrew Weil, because as kind of a pioneer in this field, you know, he started exploring the use of psychopharmaceuticals, natural psychopharmaceuticals, medicinal mushrooms and things like that. Oh, you know, during the psychedelic revolution, that was in the 60s and 70s. And it seems like, you're sort of an heir to that tradition.
That time period does give a lot of inspiration to me, I would say. So Dr. Weil, he dropped the dime on Leary and his crew.
Yes.
That's the reason the project got shot down. So that always... it's a little bit of a thorn with Dr. Weil, but it is amazing what he's done to push the envelope forward in talking about using plant medicines again in a way that's been done for a long time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess he ultimately repudiated the recreational use of some of these dangerous pharmaceuticals, which kind of swept the country during the baby boom generation. Okay, so fast forward to 2020, we've got CBD, and, you know, there's a lot of confusion about CBD. You know, some people, you know, I talk to CBD to some of my patients, particularly some of the older patients, and they say, well, you know, I don't want to take something that's kind of a mind-bending thing. I don't want to get stoned. So what's the deal on CBD?
Well, CBD, in one sense, is it's a cannabinoid in the plant that's very common, and the thing about it, when people say that it doesn't cause psychoactive effects, it's not actually true, because psychoactivity means that it changes the brain in any kind of way. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't cause people to get high, but it can help to calm people's brains, and that is a change.
Indeed.
So for a lot of people, it is really the calm version of what cannabis can do for them. If they really don't like the idea of THC, CBD is a much more gentle alternative that sometimes takes a while for you to notice it helping. Some people really love CBD after their first couple of drops, and others, it takes a week or two or three for it to balance out your own endocannabinoid system and for you to notice the help.
And so explain to us, for those of our listeners not familiar with it, there the body has its own endocannabinoid system. So this is actually something that's only recently been discovered, that just as we have endorphins, I think people are more familiar with the concept of endorphins, you know, they're endogenous opiates, which are stimulated by such things as exercise, you know, the runner's high. You know, this is a system that we want to invoke for healing and for relaxation and for pain relief. But there's a parallel system that just as powerful, very primitive system that's been present over millions and millions of years of evolution, the endocannabinoid system. So what's that about?
I'm glad you mentioned the evolutionary part, because it's not only us that have the endocannabinoid system, but it's all mammals. And then even a bunch of other organisms on the tree of life as well. So this goes so far back, because what the endocannabinoid system seems to do is be a homeostasis system for the body. It's a general balancing system. And when your body's in pretty good shape, you don't need that much stimulation in the endocannabinoid system. But when things are out of whack, the endocannabinoid system tends to jump in and try to balance things out. And your clue about endorphins and morphine is actually the perfect way to explain it, because it's the exact same story with opium and morphine as it is with cannabis and the cannabinoids. It's just, it was easier to study morphine. And so we discovered the endorphin receptors in the 60s, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it was the morphine molecule from the plant that helped us to discover we have our own pain control mechanism. And so the exact same thing happened with cannabis, but it was only in the early 90s that we got the first hints of having receptors for cannabinoids in our brain. And so if the receptors are there, that means there must be something our brain makes to interact with them. And so that's how we started to get the first clues that we have this very wide-ranging system in our body to help with balance. And it was the cannabis plant that initially showed us the way.
And so there are psychoactive effects of the endocannabinoid system, but there are more pervasive effects. There are immune effects. There are anti-inflammatory effects. Am I off track here?
No, you're completely correct. It's kind of amazing how many different systems the endocannabinoid system is involved with. It's frequently said to be involved in pretty much every physiological life process. Mm-hmm. That's how important it is. And so for us to be able to work with it, it's the reason you hear so many positive things about people using cannabis for most of human history. It's because it's interacting with the system that we already have.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a lock and key to a built-in natural capacity that humans have. And, you know, just as humans have used herbal remedies for, you know, perhaps since the time of the Neanderthals, this has actually been part of traditions, perhaps, you know, not just for millennia, but perhaps, you know, reaching beyond human history.
Absolutely. That's one of my fun parts of being a writer of this, is studying the history and what we have in the literature. And one of my favorite stories is about Shen Nung. And he was the founder of Chinese medicine, I think, 3,500 years ago. And most of his writings have still survived. And so he's one of the most influential doctors who ever lived in human history. And in his list of good plants, he had five plants that he called the five superior elixirs of immortality. And so these are the most important to him. And he put the hemp plant, the cannabis plant, as one of those superior elixirs of immortality. And so, you know, being at a CBD company, we never want to make any medical claims for our product, but it might just help you live forever.
Okay. That's a tall claim, but something certainly worth aspiring towards. I'm not sure that the Federal Trade Commission is going to come down on you for that, but we just got to be
tongue-in-cheek for them.
Right, exactly. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with you. Here goes. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppe with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Lex Pelger, Director of Education at CV Sciences. Help us differentiate, you know, what are some of the, you know, again, without making medical claims, you know, like that this is some miracle cure for this or that or the other disease, what are some of the systems that CBD supports in the body?
The one that it interacts with the most is certainly the immune system and the hormonal system. And what makes that so hard is that those are two of the most mysterious systems in the body. I mean, we've been studying them for 50 years, and no scientist would say that we have them figured out. Mm-hmm. We know that the endocannabinoid system is heavily involved in the immune system. There's two main types of cannabinoid receptors, CB1 and CB2. The CB2 receptors are found on pretty much every type of immune cell that we have, and that's why you can find the endocannabinoid system in every organ, because even if there's an organ like the lungs that doesn't have a lot of endocannabinoid system stuff going on inside of it, as soon as the lungs get insulted, the endocannabinoid system, working with the immune system, jumps into action. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the
in response to it, like an insult like pollution or smoke, or perhaps even some sort of infectious agent like a virus or bacteria.
Correct. Yeah. Disease, inflammation. It seems like generally where the body is out of whack, then the endocannabinoid receptors and the things that bind to them start to get upregulated.
Mm-hmm. So, let me tell you, how I personally use it. You know, I am not someone who is beset with anxiety. You know, I could always use a little bit more chill. Also, I really don't have sleep problems. I don't have extraordinary pain problems other than the usual aches and pains that somebody, you know, who's an aging baby boomer might experience. But I take it, more like a daily supplement. Is it, again, there are specific indications. You know, if people have pain, people have anxiety, people have sleep problems, I think that's where it can play a role. But is there potentially some sort of general supportive therapeutic role for CBD for just the ordinary person? You know, like maybe like they take their vitamin D and they take a multi and so on.
Yes, I think that's actually one of the best uses, is simply taking some every day. Even if you don't notice a huge amount of effect, I do think it is simply a good tonic for the body. And I'm really glad we work at CB Sciences, because they're one of the few companies really investing in true research to try to move the ball forward. And so we're just releasing our Healthy Human study, where we gave a number of people just one CBD capsule each day, double-blind placebo, to ensure accuracy. And overall, it seemed to help people with enjoyment of life and enjoying and things just going better with their health as well. We weren't looking for any major medical claims or
right.
giant things.
This is not more of a quality of life study. It's not like we're curing intractable pain or patients with atypical depression or something like that. Something very medically distinct. It's more like your average person.
Correct. And there's plenty of scientists doing that kind of research. There's been hundreds and hundreds of papers in humans for mm-hmm. CBD, let alone the thousands of papers of CBD being looked at in animal models. But they also tend to be using isolated CBD or CBD at really high levels that most of us wouldn't be taking. And so it's really nice to add to the scientific literature something that's much more practical to everyday humans and to giving guidance to clinicians about what might be helpful. And it was gratifying to see that one 15 milligram CBD capsule of a full hemp extract, not just isolated CBD, helped people to significantly enjoy their lives more.
Yeah, and that's interesting, and it probably is. It's a subtle effect. It's not like, you know, are you feeling high? It's more, and that's what I experience. I can't tell you that under every circumstance, I, you know, am zen. Especially with the stressful lives we lead. But I think, you know, I might be a little less reactive. I might be a little less prone to go down that rabbit hole of extreme worry and anxiety. I think that's sort of the way it works. And that's been the experience of a lot of my patients. You know, I use your company's CBD. I like CV Sciences because they're very committed to research. It's a very high quality product. It's one of the biggest companies. However, how do you choose a quality CBD product? I mean, this is really a challenge for consumers as products have proliferated. And, when I go to a fair or a conference, when I go to the exhibitor booths, it used to be gluten-free products. There were like, you know, there were hundreds of different gluten-free. I think the trend now is, every week there's a new CBD company popping up there, and their claims are extravagant. You know, theirs, the product is the most pure, their product is the most potent, it's more bioavailable. Where does a consumer start with this?
It's a great question. And really the only place to start is third-party testing. Nothing else really matters. It's nice to see the branding and a big heart and all of those things, but you can't tell what's in the bottle unless you have another lab look at it. And it needs to be a company that's using a batch system. Sometimes you'll see what people are just posting up some score that they got for some batch of product. But you really need a company invested to be able to track, be able to handle recalls, a company that's mature enough to treat this dietary supplement with the quality considerations it deserves. It's not that hard for any of us to make our own hemp products at home if we wanted to, but to take that to the next level and to be able to produce thousands of bottles, it has to be a really legitimate company, and they're going to be putting their third-party test results out there. Mm-hmm. And you can't just look for the cannabinoid content. That's not enough. The thing about hemp is that it's incredibly good at sucking up toxins out of the soil.
Yes, some plants.
Soil.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, that can be helpful. They're actually using hemp plants to try to decontaminate the ground around Chernobyl.
You can take a Superfund site and clean it up. Right, yeah, amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it seems that way, but that means that if you're growing this in soil, it's not top-notch. Your corn might be clean because the roots don't go as deep, but your hemp plant's going to be leaching out lead, arsenic, cadmium, things like that. You have to have a company's testing for heavy metals and for biological contamination.
And where do you source the hemp from? Is it American hemp or is it a foreign source? Is it, quote, organic? Or you make sure that it's not sprayed, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff?
Yes. I'm actually proud to say that it's all grown in the Netherlands, where my people are from. Mm-hmm. So it's all Dutch farmers who have been growing this for a long time. The interesting part about European hemp is they never had a ban, and they didn't have a stock. Okay. Like we did after World War II. They've been growing hemp for generations.
No, because it was considered pot. It was not distinct. The laws didn't distinguish between that and growing pot.
Exactly. We had a long wall until the Farm Bill in this country.
Just passed.
But in Europe and in China, they never stopped growing. And so they have all their methods down. And our product isn't officially labeled organic because the EU doesn't have the systems in place to do that kind of labeling yet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I can say that we spray nothing and that these are grown only with water, soil, and sunlight.
Right.
And then that's sent over to us for processing in San Diego.
I got to say, in the Netherlands, it's almost superfluous to say organic because they're really, having been over there, they're much more conscientious about their food sources. They just don't, want pure, unadulterated food. And frankly, they're willing to pay more for their food products, to ensure quality. And that's particularly the case in, Western Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My wife is actually French and she says that most, companies there don't want an organic label on their bottle because, well, of course we're organic. Nobody wants to see that. That should just be assumed. And it is interesting to see that kind of different kind of thinking.
Indeed. I just want to remind our listeners of a special plus CBD oil promotional offer for Intelligent Medicine listeners, for you out there who are listening to this. 20% off plus CBD orders on their website if you go to pluscbdoil.com. One word, pluscbdoil.com, and use the coupon code Hoffman. Now, if you go to that website, you're going to be hit with a proliferation of choices, which are sometimes a little bewildering. I want you to begin to walk us through some of those options, because you can get, for topical pain, you know, say you have aches and pains, you can apply it topically. Okay, that's one way to do. Then there's tinctures, you know, we use a dropper. Then there's soft gels, and there are different types within that. So I know it's not rocket science, but at least can you give us a starting point there?
Yeah, and it is complicated. The reason I got into this is because of elderly health and what I saw this help people in my family. So I spent a lot of my career just traveling the country and talking to elderly people about how to start using CBD or cannabis in general. And these choices really do confuse people, and it does make it tough. The main distinction to know is that there are topical products and there are oral products. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously topical is for the skin, and then the oil products are for taking by mouth. And really the difference between a capsule and an oil is simply whether you like the taste of it or not. If you really hate the taste of an oil, you can take a capsule.
Actually, really like the flavor of your tinctures. It's really nice.
Good.
But you have several options there, but I take the what's called unflavored, but of course it has a taste, but it's not, you know, it's sort of whatever that non-flavor flavoring you use kind of camouflages the whatever potential bitterness of hemp extract. It's very nice.
Good. Yeah, it's always a moving target to try to satisfy everybody's palates when you have a plant that is as pungent and as almost too full of flavor like mm-hmm. cannabis is. Mm-hmm. So for the different types of oils, we actually have three different types. And this is where it gets really interesting. We have the raw extract. Mm. And what's in that, I think...
And it's designated, that's designated brown label, right? Brown label is raw.
Yes, brown or red, depending on how you...
So you have brown, green, and yellow. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we call them red, green, and gold.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm yep. colorblind.
Right. Well, it's everybody sees them differently. It's kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And so if you know someone, especially an elderly person who's only going to try CBD once, I would always tell them to start with the red raw product, because what's in that, it isn't just CBD in a full plant extract. It's mm-hmm. also the CBD acid. And what's the CBD acid is the plant itself, it only makes acid versions of the THC acid, CBD acid. These are versions of the cannabinoids that don't cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. But they do a lot of different things on their own. CBD acid is a different kind of animal than CBD. And so to get both the molecules in the plant can be more helpful.
Are these what are sometimes referred to as entourage compounds? Is that what they are?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. I'm thinking of the HBO series Entourage, but you know the idea being is that they kind of accompany the main player, which is CBD. They're hangers on or whatever, but they do something.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I would say CBD acid is another main player. The Entourage effect is usually referring to all the other pieces inside a good hemp extract, which mm-hmm. would be the terpenes that give it the smell, the flavonoids. The plant sterols and all the other, and the vitamins that are in there. Because one of the things we do know from the literature is that, in general, it seems like isolated CBD doesn't work quite as well as the same level of CBD in a full plant extract. Mm-hmm. Something about those hundreds of other compounds, even at very, very low levels, can change how the CBD gets into your system mm-hmm. and cause minor effects on their own around the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're actually theorizing this with curcumin, for example, that it's actually not just the, you know, one compound that you can extract from turmeric. It's a whole series of curcuminoids which kind of work together to bring about the beneficial, anti-proliferative, cancer preventive, and anti-inflammatory effects of curcumin. And so, you know, in a vain quest to emulate the pharmaceutical industry, we purify and purify and purify, and then we may eliminate some of the things that nature provided in the natural plant.
Exactly. I mean, you can see why scientists don't like studying full plant extracts, because a typical hemp extract has 500 different bioactive molecules in there. It's way too complicated to figure that out versus isolated CBD, but we're looking for end results. We're not looking for good science papers here, and the full plant seems to do better than the molecule by itself.
Okay, we're going to pause because we divide our podcasts into two parts, but we haven't really completed our discussion of some of the options here. So far, we've got the what you term the red, I term it the brown, the green, and the gold versions of the products. And I think those are all in either tincture form or soft gel form. And, you know, we'll complete our discussion of, you know, what's a consumer to do? There are a lot of options when you go to pluscbdoil.com. And how to select among those options. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our guest is Lex Pegler, Pelger, who is Director of Education at CV Sciences. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.